Welcome to Journey Within with myself, Nigel Paul Miller. Today I'm joined by Ali O'Shea. Ali is a world-renowned law of attraction practitioner. She's also a writer, healer, inspirational public speaker, and transformational life coach. Ali's message to the world is that we can all have, do, and be whatever we honestly choose, but first we must get absolutely clear on what it is we really want. Welcome to the show, Ali. Thanks so much for joining me. It's so great to have you on. How are you?
Hi, Nigel. Thanks so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
You're very, very welcome. So the first thing I want to ask you actually was like the law of attraction, okay? You're a law of attraction practitioner. You're well known around the world for that. But that's a very specific, kind of field to specialize in. And I'm just wondering what exactly kind of led you to choosing to specialize in that field? Could you go into a little bit about your background and what eventually led you to choosing to specialize in the law of attraction?
Sure. Well, I think like most people, I discovered the law of attraction through The Secret book and movie back in 2003, 2006. They were both released and started to dabble with it back then. But it wasn't really, I suppose, until about 7 or 8 years ago that I really started taking note of what the law of attraction really was and starting to practice it in my own life. Myself and my husband were, he was out of work and looking for a job, and we had an opportunity either to go to Australia or to set up a shop here in Ireland. And we decided that we'd go to Australia and see what happened, whether that worked out or not. And if it didn't, we'd come home and set up a shop. So it didn't work out in Australia. So after 3 months, we came home and I basically used the law of attraction to find a location close by to us, somewhere that was suitable for our needs, rent-wise, et cetera, and we set about setting up the shop and the business, and we did that. And we were the first people to bring e-cigarettes into the south of the country, into shop.
No way.
So, yeah, not everybody knew about them, you know, because before that, we had given up cigarettes using them 2 years previous to that. So we knew our stuff. And so I basically used the law of attraction to visualize people looking in the window, people coming into the shop, and lo and behold, before we even opened the shop, people were banging on the door to come in when we were doing the shop up. And we had free newspaper coverage, we had free TV coverage, we had so much stuff. The shop itself was in a little laneway, and before we'd even come into work, there'd be a queue waiting for us before we even came in. People used to come from all across the country. So I used to sit there with The Secret book actually in the shop, and I used to practice the things that it said in it, especially visualization. I mean, I'm really good at visualization, so that's one of the things. So that's kind of where it started.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
We used to visualize people queuing up outside the shop, looking in the window.
That's so cool. Yeah.
And what was it like? What was it that you kind of felt was important for you to focus on at that point in your life? Because, you know, obviously you were kind of in unknown territory with regards to the way, you know, things were. You'd obviously come back from Australia. Things hadn't worked out for you. What were the thought processes going through your mind at that time?
Well, I suffered from depression for like 25 years, so it would flare up every now and again. I was in and out of hospital. I spent a month on suicide watch in my early 20s. I was on medication for 25 years. I was told I'd be on medication for the rest of my life. And so, it was hard setting up the shop. And even though we were busy, it was like a whirlwind of craziness at that time. But I started focusing on using the law of attraction more and doing self-development and studying it more and more in depth, because I knew that it was working. And it's always there in the background of our lives, the law of attraction, whether you believe in it or not, you know what I mean? So yeah. I started listening to inspirational speakers like Abraham Hicks and Bob Proctor and Tony Robbins and all those people, mostly Abraham Hicks, though I have to say, Joe Vitale as well. And I studied with Joe Vitale, and I went and I did like a basic law of attraction course, and I got my certificate for that. And then I went on and I did the advanced certification, and I got that. The rest is history, really.
That's amazing. So, I mean, what would you say to people listening who kind of, you know, might be interested in the law of attraction, but they mightn't understand, you know, the concept? You know, I mean, a lot of people kind of hear about positive thinking and, you know, you should think positive and don't think negative. But how would you kind of express that concept to people who are curious about it?
Well, I think the law of attraction and positivity go hand in hand, and they're what I use to take myself out of depression. It's every day taking baby steps, being positive, as Abraham Hicks says, reaching for that better feeling thought. And of course, the law of attraction is, it's basically, we are like human magnets attracting onto us that which we put out. So we each have a vibration and we each have a point of attraction, and that is made up of the thoughts that you think and your emotions. And that's what you're vibrating out into the world. It's like when you can feel somebody else's energy and you know that you want to be around them, or you walk into a room and you want to stay in that room, you think it feels really nice. That's the energy, that's the vibration. So the law of attraction is, it's just an amazing thing that we have the ability to utilize to our, you know, to our advantage.
Okay, so I mean, essentially what you're talking about there, my basic understanding would be a lot of it's got to do with your intuition and your kind of the way you sense how you feel around other people, being around other people in their company. Because obviously, you know, when you're around certain people, you feel uplifted. They make you feel good about yourself. They make you feel happy. They make you feel positive. Then when you're around other people, they make you feel kind of like the opposite. They might drain your energy. They might make you feel, exactly, you know, not so good about yourself. So, I mean, with regards to that, what sort of advice would you give to people who are looking to kind of, I suppose, upgrade their tribe, essentially upgrade their circle of friends, and, you know, who want to get away from the negative people and want to start, you know, obviously attracting the positive people? What sort of advice would you give to someone that would be looking to do that?
Well, essentially, if you raise your vibration as high as you can by connecting with your inner being — we all have an inner being, or a soul, source, or God, the universe, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, every day, if we keep raising our vibration — and how you do that is going out into nature, meditating, you know, even crystals can raise your vibration. Doing the things that you love essentially will raise your vibration. Singing a song, petting your dog, petting your bunny rabbit, whatever it might be for you. But the more that you raise your vibration, the more those negative people won't want to be around you. Actually, I have a funny story from a while ago. Friend of mine, he used to love coming in my shop and having a little moan about his life. And we were quite good friends and hung out for quite a while. And as I started to get more and more into the positivity aspect and the law of attraction, I met him out one day when I was walking my dog. And he says to me, "Hi, how are you?" I said, "Great, how are you?" And he says, "Good, good." And he had his usual chat. And then he says to me, "You know what? You're too positive for me." And I never see him anymore.
What? He said, "You're too positive for me."
Yeah.
And you never saw him anymore.
So the negative people will automatically, they'll fall away from you because they won't want to be around you. Certain people like to just moan and moan and moan, and they feed off of that. But if you're not willing to go there with them, well then, you know, it's inevitable that, you know, they can't conversate with you because that's not what they want.
Yeah, because it's like they don't feel in the right place with you because you're not kind of in the same mindset as them.
Yeah, you know? They don't feel comfortable with you anymore.
Wow, that's amazing.
So if you continue to raise your vibration, no matter, you know, even Abraham Hicks talks about, if you have a negative person in your household, if you have your vibration raised so high and you're so in alignment with your inner being, you know, you're on your high flying disc, as they call it. Well, if there's a negative person in your house, they won't even come out of their room at the same time as you. You shouldn't cross paths.
Wow.
Same thing if you're in the supermarket and, say, Joe from next door, the grumpy neighbor who's always giving out, and you're in aisle 7 about to crash into him, and it won't happen if your vibration is so much higher.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think of a way to explain this to someone who might have never heard the concept. So, yeah, because it's, again, it goes back to, you know, when you're in a good mood and when you're happy and you're having a great day and the sun is shining and everything, you know, everything goes smoothly for you. You don't tend to bump into the people that you don't want to see, you know, you don't tend to bump into the people who, you know, you're trying to avoid.
Exactly.
You know, you tend to see the people who you like and who you kind of do kind of feel a good energy towards. So yeah, I mean, it's fascinating because this is something that we experience every single day, you know, everywhere in the world. I mean, this is something that we experience all the time with people. But I think it's just a lot of people obviously aren't conscious of the concept. You know, they're not aware of it. Maybe they haven't looked for, you know, how to kind of influence their lives in that way.
Yeah, the thing is as well, though, they're also putting out a reflection of what's going on in your vibration. So if you meet an angry person, it's because you've got some kind of anger going on in your vibration as well. So we have to hold ourselves responsible at the same time. And that's the part of the law of attraction that people don't like to admit to. Yeah, they like to hear that they're creating their own reality when everything's going well for them. But when you say, well, you brought that into your life, they don't want to know about it.
So it's almost like it's claiming full and complete responsibility for your experiences that you're having on a day-to-day basis and looking at yourself and essentially asking the question, why might I be experiencing this? You know, what might be within me that's causing this experience to happen? Because a lot of times people can go through adversity, they can go through struggle, they can go through stuff in their life that they never thought was possible, you know, stuff, and they always say, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? What would you say to people with regards to the way that they ask themselves questions? Would you tell people to ask themselves a different question to why is this happening to me if they're going through adversity?
I think that people know why they're going through, you know, we all experience contrast. We have to. So the contrast isn't the bad. It's the, you know, we all go through like the ups and the downs. So, it's the black and the white, and we have to experience one or the other. So I think, you know, oftentimes we kind of know ourselves, well, you know, I was a little bit grumpy earlier on today or something like that. You might, if you look at yourself and you look at how your day's been, you can usually trace it back. Or maybe it's from the previous day, if you haven't reset your vibration well enough.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, they say don't drag the past into the present. So it's like, you know.
Yeah,
they say don't go to bed angry. I've heard that term before. Never go to bed angry. Because essentially you're going to, you know, affect your subconscious at night when you sleep, and then you're going to wake up the next day and you're just going to drag yesterday into today. Yeah. So, and again, it comes back to that saying as well, getting up on the wrong side of the bed, you know, and they say people got up, oh, who did you get out on the wrong side of the bed this morning? You know, because their whole day kind of goes negatively. Like, so, I mean, what would you say to people then with regards to, you know, shifting their vibration at the end of the day? Say they've had a crappy day and they've been in the office and their boss has been giving them crap and they just, you know, they've just had a really bad day. They feel helpless. They feel a loss of control in their life. You know, what would you say to them? What sort of rituals or practices could they begin to implement to change that?
One of the best ways to reset your vibration is meditation. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's one of the best practices that you can do. And, you know, it doesn't even have to be for 20 minutes. It can be for 5 minutes. And meditation has so many health benefits to it as well. It's, you know, it's been proven. So it's one of the best ways to reset your vibration. Also getting out into nature, grounding yourself, things like that, you know, especially on a lovely evening like we have here this evening in Ireland. It's a gorgeous evening. You know, my son's actually gone for a run. Secretly, I think he's gone to buy sweets, but
probably.
You know, but getting out into nature is a really good way to raise your vibration, you know, and even, yeah, as crazy as it sounds, going and hugging a tree.
Going and hugging a tree. But do you think like certain people have certain preferences with regards to what makes them feel happy? I mean, certain people would, you know, feel happy, right, you know, reading a book maybe, or, you know, watching their favorite comedy show on TV. I think that there's different things that people kind of resonate with regards to, you know, what makes them feel happy. And it's not always the same as everybody else.
That's what I said to you earlier, you know, because there are so many sort of set things that you can say to raise your vibration. But essentially what I said to you was, it'll be different for everybody. To do what they love is really how they're going to raise their vibration. So that could be exactly like reading a book, journaling, scripting, going for a run, going for a walk, watching a funny movie, laughing out loud with their friends, whatever it might be. you know, all those kinds of things. So essentially, raising your vibration is doing what you love. And you're exactly right. For some people, as I always say, cooking, they might love cooking. I can't stand it. It lowers my vibration.
Oh, really? Does it? That's funny. I don't mind it myself now. It depends. I go through phases.
I can do it. I just don't like it.
But just going back to what you said there about talking to your friend, like one thing I find about the changing your frequency, like there's been so many times in my life when I look back over the years that, you know, I might be having a crappy day and then one of my best friends rings me that I haven't seen in ages. And straight away, as soon as they ring me, I'm like, oh my God, how are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. And then your energy just literally goes from 0 to 100, like, you know, in literally a split second. And it's all based on your thought processes because something different came into your environment and cheered you up. I mean, that is, if we could find a way to harness that and do that, you know, whenever we feel like it, it'll be such a powerful thing because that's essentially what it is. That's what you're talking about, you know, essentially is that's shifting your vibration, isn't it?
Absolutely. Another thing that people can do to shift their vibration is to do a focus wheel. It's a process given by Abraham Hicks. And basically what you do is you take something that you know what you don't want. So say if you're fat, for example, right, or you're overweight and you think, I don't want to be fat. So you know what you don't want, therefore you know what you do want. I want to be slim. So you create a circle in the middle of a page and you put in the middle, I'm, you know, my body is slim and toned, not I want to be slim and toned. My body is slim and toned or whatever that might be. And then around the outside, you like draw like a clock, like little petals or whatever around the outside or circles around the outside. Mm. And you start to say things that you believe to be true about your body. So you wouldn't say something that you don't believe to be true. You would say, you know, you might say something like, my eyes are a fantastic green color. My hands are really soft and smooth. Stuff that you believe about, I'm just giving you an example.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. So basically what you're stating facts essentially. And because you're stating facts, the logical mind doesn't disagree with them. And it allows the positive suggestions essentially to go into the subconscious because you're accepting them on a base level or on a surface level.
What you do with that then is you gain momentum going around the wheel. And by the time you've got to 12, your whole vibration has softened around the subject. It can also clean up your vibration around like a frayed vibration from yesterday or something. Say, I did one once for a place that we love to go and eat. And I like my food really hot. If my food is supposed to be hot, I like it to be really hot.
Me too.
I can't stand it like when it comes and it's lukewarm. It drives me crazy. This place, this restaurant, well, it's like a hotel pub. It's got a restaurant. And I love it there. And they kept doing it. You know, they kept bringing it out lukewarm. And I don't really like to complain, but if I'm going out for a meal and I'm paying for it, you know, I want my food hot.
Absolutely. Definitely.
So I you know, it kept happening. And I knew it was in my vibration because, like, the kids were all joking about it. My son's food was hot when it came out and he was like, mine's fine. You know, and mine and say Paul's and Ella's, our daughters, were like kind of lukewarm, and Ella was like, I don't care, and Paul was like, well, I don't mind, and I'm like, well, I do. So you know, one day we went, and there is actually a focus wheel app that you can get on an iPhone.
And oh, is there a focus wheel app? Yeah. What's it called?
Focus wheel app.
It's just called focus wheel. Okay, cool. I'm gonna check that out after.
Yeah, so you can focus wheel on the go. So when we were sitting in the restaurant this time, Paul said to me, hey, did you do a focus wheel on the restaurant? And I kind of have, but I hadn't done it properly, if you know what I mean. I kind of thought about it in my head, but I hadn't sat down and written it or anything like that. So I went, actually, do you know what? I'm going to do it now. So I actually did it while we were sat in the restaurant. And, you know, I put stuff like the view from this restaurant's amazing. The staff know us really well. We've been coming here for years and they're so lovely. And it's hygienically clean and they play ambient music and all this kind of stuff, you know, going around in the circle, stuff that I knew to be true about the restaurant. And in the middle of the focus reel, I wrote, my food is always served piping hot. Well, wow. What happened was, not quite what you'd expect, but it was really funny because what happened was they brought out the food three times and it wasn't our order. And then they brought out the food and they gave my son the wrong food as well or something. They messed up the whole thing. Anyway, long and short of it was, after me doing the focus wheel, they've never given us anything for free, ever, ever. Even, you know, we've been going there for 20 years. They've never, ever, ever. So at the end of it, they were like so apologetic. They said, it's bull on the house.
Oh, brilliant. Look at that. So you got exactly what you wanted and you got it all for free.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, it came piping hot and we got it all for free. Yeah.
Oh, would you look at that? I mean, that is just fantastic.
And I mean, essentially what you want is for it to go right the first time. So it didn't quite catch what it was supposed to, but yeah, maybe there was something in me.
But guess what? If it had gone right the first time, you wouldn't have got it for free, would you?
Exactly. It was still a result. It was still worth celebrating.
Absolutely, 100%. And it's funny because you know that term I've heard people say many times, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Yeah. But guess what? Yes, there is.
Because we're manifesting over here.
Exactly. That's so funny. Yeah, because I mean, I remember actually in The Secret, there's a scene when the guy's in the restaurant and he spills his food on his lap and all, and he's gone mad about the plate, and you know, he flips the plate over and he's losing his mind. You know, he's getting all angry about the situation and stuff like that. And the whole point of it was is that, you know, if you're in a situation that you're not happy with, you know, instead of complaining about it, instead of being a victim in that situation, just, you know, make the conscious choice to stop, pause, and then you know, change your perception about that situation. That's essentially what you did. I mean, whether or not people kind of believe in the law of attraction or not, you know, perception is essentially, you know, it's the same thing. It's the way you're perceiving the situation. As I say, it's not what happens to us. It's how we respond to it that matters. You know, that's essentially what you did. So you basically responded in the best possible way in a situation that wasn't going, wasn't going according to plan at first. And then it ended up becoming better than you thought.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a scene from a comedy.
yeah, exactly. That's so, so cool. So what would you say to people then with regards to, they might have friends or they might have, you know, they might be in a relationship that they're not very happy with the person. They might feel that, you know, it's kind of time to move on, but they also feel maybe guilty and they also might feel responsible and they don't really know how to kind of let go of that person, whether it be a you know, a stale friendship or a stale relationship. What advice would you give to people to you know, take some sort of action to improve their lives?
So they're in a relationship that they want to get out of?
Yeah, or maybe a friendship. Maybe it's just, you know, it's got to the point where they just don't feel happy around these people anymore. They've heard about the law of attraction. They've heard about positive thinking, but they're noticing people in their environment who are kind of holding them down. What would you say to someone who's, you know, going through that struggle?
First of all, I'd say that you take yourself with you wherever you go. So, you know, as we've already touched upon, if people in your life are being negative or being angry or, you know, whatever it might be that's going on, it's because you've got that in your vibration somewhere as well. And so that needs to be cleaned up. And again, you can do things like focus wheels and all of that kind of stuff. But it's about improving yourself, raising your vibration every day as well, and making sure that you wake up in the morning and choose to be happy. If you want to let go of somebody like a friendship, I would say, you know, distance yourself from them. You don't have to go full force, get away from me kind of thing and be nasty about it. You can kind of say, look, I'm really busy. I just honestly don't have time at the moment, whatever that might be, you know, and kind of move yourself gradually away from them.
Yeah, yeah. And what about, like, because I know kind of a lot of people kind of in spiritual circles talk about the power of forgiveness and, you know, the fact that when you forgive people from your past, when you forgive, you know, people, you know, that might have hurt you in relationships and stuff like that, energetically you're kind of letting go of the baggage, essentially. What would you say?
Forgiveness is really important. I actually have a program on forgiveness. I think, you know, as a healer, I know that, you know, most disease and illness in your body is because you've suppressed or repressed emotions and you haven't dealt with them. And so, you know, things like cancer can come up from, you know, you being angry at a person for, you know, something that they've done to you in the past, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that forgiveness is something that we have to do for ourselves. We're not doing it for the other person. You don't even have to tell the other person that you forgive them. And it's not about condoning their behavior, but it's about acknowledging it and just letting it go.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, because I mean, I think people kind of, yeah, a lot of times they think like, you know, this person has really hurt me and, you know, how could I forgive them? And what, you know, I suppose people fail to realize is that by forgiving someone, you're not necessarily forgetting what they did to you. You're not necessarily letting them off the hook. But what you're doing is essentially energetically is you're letting yourself off the hook. You're accepting that it happened. You're accepting that it hurt you, but you're also choosing to now, you know, move on from it. And exactly. I think a lot of people that, you know, they tend to not realize that, but definitely for me in my life, forgiveness has been such a powerful thing for me to just to allow me to move on from stuff that I've gone through in the past, you know? And I just think it's something that definitely people need to be more aware of. And
it's hard for people to do, you know, it's a hard thing. It's a hard concept for a lot of people, especially if they've been abused or, you know, they've been in a domestic violence situation or something of that nature. And I can understand where they're coming from, but really the healing for them really can only take place when they do practice that forgiveness for that other person. You know, people do the best that they can with whatever they've grown up with, or not that that's an excuse, but you know, at one time or other that person too was a child, you know, and an innocent child like we all were at one stage. And you know, circumstances and events affect people differently.
And that's kind of coming from a place of compassion to realize that, you know, they're only human too, and they've been through stuff, and whatever their behavior was a result of how they chose to kind of deal with the stuff that they've been through. And maybe you were the victim of that because they were venting on you, but at the end of the day, it probably wasn't even about you. It was about themselves and what they were struggling with in their own lives, you know? But yeah, it's just something I think people need to be more conscious of. So like with regards to kind of your law of attraction and stuff like that, your coaching and stuff, can you tell us a little bit just about your kind of the people that you've coached and the people that you've influenced over the past few years? What sort of changes have you seen in their lives with regards to, you know, working with you?
Amazing changes. I get messages from people every day saying how I've changed their lives for the better, and that, you know, just amazing stuff, really. The people who are my clients, they're just the most beautiful people. They're really, you know, and they're so loyal, and they're just amazing. But a lot of them maybe didn't even know about the law of attraction before they started following me or my work. And now they like really practice it, and you can see it full force on social media, in their posts, in their friendships that they've made. You know, and when they come on my live videos with the things that they say. So it's actually really pretty cool.
That's also cool. Cause I mean, you know, you think that there'd only be kind of one benefit of, you know, learning about the law of attraction, but the fact that you've kind of got, you know, a following of people, kind of a network set up there, essentially they're also meeting people through that network. So they're actually making friends with like-minded people. And that kind of goes back to what we were talking about before, about how do people raise their circle of friends to, you know, begin to, you know, kind of experience exactly. Those connections with people, and even myself.
It's called a tribe.
Yeah, a tribe. Exactly. That's what it is, you know, and that's the beauty.
I actually have a private group, which is called Elio's Vibe Tribe. And then I also have another group, which is a free group, because the Elio's Vibe Tribe is subscription based. And then Law of Attraction, Create Your Own Reality is another group on Facebook. That's a free group.
Excellent. Okay.
Well, like tribes of people.
What I'll do for listeners is we'll put links to those groups on the episode description so that they can.
I've also got another one called Global Random Acts of Kindness as well.
Oh, wow. You've loads of groups.
I'm a busy girl.
Well, excellent. Excellent. So, so tell us a little bit about the workshops and the retreats that you're doing over the next few months. I know you're doing a couple in Ireland, but you're also doing one in Vegas as well. Can you tell listeners about that?
About the one in Vegas?
All of them.
All of them. We'll start with the one in Vegas. So I'm co-hosting a workshop, an interactive, fun workshop with a colleague and friend of mine, Tony Doyle, who's a mindset coach. He also works for Mind Valley, and we are hosting a workshop there called Manifesting Miracles. So it's going to be really interactive, really fun. We can't wait. It's in Vegas, for goodness sake. How much better can it get? And, you know, that's on the 20th of July from 10 to 6 in the Stratosphere Hotel. And we intend to push a few of our clients off the Stratosphere.
Is that like a bungee jump thing, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, because I did one of them myself in New Zealand years ago in Auckland. And I swear to God, I was giddy. I was so giddy. Like, I was literally, like, went out, they hang you out the top, and you turn around, they take a photograph of you, and you're looking at the restaurant. Like, you know, it's like the restaurant windows, and people are all waving at you, taking photographs. And then they just let you, they just drop you down, and it's just, oh, man. Like, I can't remember how long I was dropping for about 10 seconds, 10, 15 seconds. And I was just laughing my head off the whole way down. And as soon as I got to the bottom, I was like, oh my God, I don't want to do that again.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I have no desire to do it. But a couple of our clients want to do it. So there's been a kind of a joke about me pushing them off. And not that I will, but of course. We're also going to have
yourself, I'm telling you. It was so much fun. But yeah. So that's really, really cool. So what about Ireland then? So tell us about the retreats that you're doing in Ireland.
So in June, I am hosting a retreat with my friend Vivian Corden. She's an angel channeler and a spiritual medium. And when we put the retreat up and advertised it, it was booked out within 6 weeks. And we actually we've got the hotel, which is about 5 minutes away, where we actually had to put an overflow of people. We've booked that hotel out as well.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty amazing. And it's going to be one of the most amazing weekends. There's loads of people from my tribe coming over. There's people coming from America, from Switzerland, from the UK, from Ireland. We're really excited. So that's on the 28th to the 30th of June in an amazing place called Tranquility Lodge.
Tranquility Lodge? Where's that?
It's in Carlingford.
Okay, I never heard of that. That sounds very interesting. That's really, really cool. So tell us a little bit more kind of about the overall message that you'd like to kind of leave behind, you know, after you're gone, like your legacy, like, because obviously, okay, you specialize in the law of attraction, you know, you want people to know that they create their own reality. But is there anything, one core message that you'd like to kind of, you know, leave behind for people, you know, for generations, future generations after you're gone?
Just that, you know, it's important to know that you're the one who chooses happiness. Nobody else can make you happy. So, you know, not your partner, not your friends. Of course, they can raise your vibration, but you're the only one who can create your own happiness. You're the one who chooses that. You're the one who makes that choice, whether or not to be happy in the moment, whether or not to be happy every day that you wake up. And we're actually here to live a joyous, happy journey. You know, we're not here to, you know, work really hard and slave away and, you know, then retire and die of a heart attack when we're 65. We're here to, like, really enjoy the journey and to co-create with each other, to expand, to learn, to grow, and to be happy. And, you know, when it comes to manifesting and things like that, it's all about the journey to the manifestation, because we're manifesting things all the time. Everything in your life you have right now, you've manifested. Everything in your life. So we're manifesting all the time, but it's about manifesting the things that you want. But most people are so, like, eager to get to the manifestation rather than enjoying the journey. And, you know, enjoying the journey goes back to mindfulness and being in the present moment and enjoying what you have right now.
Yeah, because it's kind of like, it's gratitude, really, essentially. It's appreciating what you have, but being open to the possibility of having, you know, greater things and better things come into your life. And I think a lot of times people think that they can create from a place of, you know, victimhood by not appreciating what they have and trying to change things. But, you know, as far as the law of attraction goes, it doesn't really work that way. You're building on your gratitude. So the more grateful you are for what you already have, then you are vibrationally attracting more of that into your life because you're focusing your attention on it. You're focusing your energy on it. And I think a lot of people...
You don't need to come to my workshop in Ireland at all. By the way, my workshop in Ireland is on the 15th of June in Coffee Delights on the Southern Crossroad in Bray from 12:30 to 6 p.m.
Excellent stuff, excellent stuff. Well, I appreciate that compliment. Thank you very much, Ellie.
I'll see you on the 15th, though.
Absolutely, 100%. So, So I mean, look, kind of just to kind of go into your struggle when you were kind of in your 20s. I know you went through some issues with regards to depression and stuff like that. Mental health is certainly something in the last few years that people have become a lot more conscious of, in Ireland and obviously around the world. And it's something that's extremely important. But someone like yourself, I mean, you essentially cured your own depression by using and implementing the law of attraction. So, I mean, could you kind of talk us through the process of that? And, you know, how did you manage to do that for yourself?
Well, it sounds really simple. And it sounds really like strange when I say take baby steps. So every single day, it's about, you know, being positive as well, because what I said earlier is like positivity and law of attraction go hand in hand, because, you know, when you're positive, you're creating momentum for more positivity to come into your life. And that is exactly the law of attraction as well. And momentum is another word for the law of attraction. So, you know, being positive every single day. And, you know, I'm sure you've seen my page on Facebook, where I post positive quotes all the time, you know, all day, every day, in my groups, in my tribes, in my academy, on my page, on my business page. And it's not just for those people who are on my page, it's also for me. So it reinforces those affirmations and those positive quotes for me. So all day long, I'm looking at positive stuff. And I've only got positive people on my feed as well. I don't allow negative people on my page, where, you know, sometimes some people are a little bit, you know, if they're unwell and things like that, and they've come seeking your help. So sometimes you have to make a slight, what's the word?
Allowance.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. For certain things. But, you know, it's using a lot of positivity. I would, you know, I did a lot of self-development, and I did a lot of inner work, you know, with my inner child. I did a lot of work with meditation to take myself out of depression. Now, I do have to say, I did, and I would not tell anybody else to do it by themselves as such, to take yourself off medication, because I didn't take myself off medication myself. I went to my GP and I told her what I was doing. I told her exactly what I was doing. And I came off the medication under her guidance.
Okay.
So that's really important to mention.
It is. I was just about to say that, because that's the thing, because a lot of people, you know, they're taking certain stuff to help them. And, you know, yeah, it's kind of a case where you don't want to go off a kind of cold turkey. It's more of a case, you know, you start guiding your thoughts, you start guiding your thought processes, and then, you know, you work with your doctors to get you off it. Because so essentially you told them what you were doing. You told them that you were working on your own psychology, and they obviously acknowledged that as a valid.
Yeah, they were amazed. Process. They couldn't believe it. They were like, because if you knew me, if you saw me maybe about 8 years ago, I'm a completely different person. Completely different.
Wow.
Like the change is unbelievable. And, you know, I do feel that, you know, where a lot of people do, and it sounds really harsh, and I you know, I've said this to you before, where, you know, when you suffer from depression or anxiety, I feel that a lot of times we put ourselves in victim mode and we go round and round and round and round in circles with the poor me and the excuses. But you can make excuses all day long for wanting to feel, even though you think that you don't want to feel that way. Think that you get into such a habit of feeling that way that it becomes very hard to break yourself out of that cycle.
Yeah, it's almost like a negative bias addiction, in a sense. You don't want to feel the emotions, you don't want to feel the negative feelings, but because you're so used to feeling them, you're in the habit of creating them all the time. Exactly. You essentially become addicted to being a victim. The reason I'm saying that is because I've been through that myself. I've done it myself. I can look back on patterns that I've experienced throughout my life, I should say. And you know, I've definitely, yeah, it's definitely something that I think the more conscious you become of it, and then you realize, okay, I don't want this. I don't want to feel this way anymore. What do I want? And essentially, what you usually want is the opposite of it. You know, and then it's kind of working with yourself and. It takes
time, you know. It's something that doesn't happen overnight. You can't go from this part of the emotional scale to this part of the emotional scale like in a jump. You have to be patient with yourself, and it's a slow process, but it definitely can be done. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like Because for me, it's just so important that people understand that there are other options out there. It's not all about just kind of taking pills to make yourself feel better. You know, you can actually work with your doctors. Your doctors are actually open to helping you to get off the pills, essentially. You know, and the more committed you are to that, and the more you can show them that, you know, you're serious about it, you know, the more they're going to help you do it. So I've never heard of this before. That's why I'm so, like, I'm just fascinated by it, Ali, because, I mean, somebody who's actually, you know, cured themselves of depression and suicidal tendencies and stuff, that is a huge thing, and I think so many people need to know about that, and because it is something that's affecting people at the moment, and so the fact that you did that is such an inspiration.
Yeah, there's actually, thank you, there's a couple of YouTube videos about it that I did on my YouTube channel.
Okay, and what's the YouTube channel?
www.youtube.com/Ali O'Shea.
Ali O'Shea, so that's AlliOshea.
That's right.
Excellent, good stuff. All right then, well, that's about it. We're going to wrap it up now, folks. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode and gained some nice, valuable insights from Ali O'Shea. You can also check her out on Facebook as well. She's got some fantastic groups, and I'll also be including links to those groups in the description. So once again, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode today, guys. I really, really appreciate your support. If you had any breakthroughs or realizations during this episode, I'd really love to hear about them. You can comment on the Journey Within Facebook page. You can write a review on the podcast platform, or you can even email me directly at nigelmiller.ie@gmail.com. And if you feel you gained immense value from this episode, donations through PayPal are always appreciated. Also, is there something in your life that you find yourself struggling with? Is it something that you feel maybe I could help you with? If so, feel free to go ahead and book a free 15-minute consultation with me at calendly.com/journeywithin. That's calendly.com/journeywithin.